Bruchim Aboim, welcome to everybody and a good Chodesh. Mishenichnas Ador, Marbin Besimcha, the Chasam Sofer writes in a tshuva in Chayshon Mishpat, he signs off. This is such and such a date in Chodesh Ador Rishoin, Shemarbin Boy Besimcha. There is a big discussion whether the principle of Mishenichnas Ador, Marbin Besimcha, refers only to the second Ador, when Purim is to be found, but you see in this Chasam Sofer that it refers also to the first Ador. It's true, strictly speaking, we're not quite into Ador, it's just Rosh Chodesh Ador, but I think we could be Machmeh and to start being the Simcha right here and now. So good Chodesh everybody, as we begin Be'ezus Hashem, part 15 on our series on Bitochin. We're beginning tonight what is the most lengthy parak in the Shara Bitochin of the Chodesh Avodah, Perek Dalet. We will not be learning every single word inside. We will try, but Ezus Hashem Yisborach, to try and concentrate on the Yisoides, the principle that the Mechaber lays down for us. The Chodesh Avodah in the previous Prokim, going right to the beginning of the Sefer, when he talks about why it's such a worthwhile project and how kedai it is to be a Baal Briteach, he then spoke about what Bitochin is. He explained to us how we choose who our Mivtach is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what it is that we have to do in order to be Baiteach. But compared to Dalet, this is the most expansive of all the Parokim in the Shara Bitochin, because here is where the Chodesh Avodah talks in very practical terms in what areas of life does Bitochin actually refer to. We talk about being Boiteach in Hashem. That what? Does this refer to our health, or our wealth, or our marriage, or our children, or our Ruchnias, or our Gashmias, or all of the above? And the Chodesh Avodah lays down right from the outset that it really does apply to all of the above. In fact, he splits this up into several categories, seven in total, which we will not now detail. But basically, these seven categories encompass every area of life. Yes, indeed, our health and our wealth, our interaction with others, our family and our friends, how it is we relate to mitzvahs, different types of mitzvahs, how it is that we relate to Olam Haba, Tchar V'Oinesh. In other words, Bitochin is really all-encompassing. There is absolutely no area of life, an Avodas Hashem, to which Bitochin does not apply. And I think that this itself is a very, very important principle, and I'd like to explain. Sometimes, Bitochin can be understood, or rather, misunderstood. One can perhaps look at Bitochin as a useful tool to deal with difficulties. When a person finds himself in trouble, when a person finds himself struggling, when a person finds himself in a matzav of nisoyon, and he might well be facing the questions of Rosha v'toiv loy, Tzadik v'ra loy, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me? But if I have Bitochin, and I realize, Ein Mikre V'olam, as we discussed last week, as the Chazanish directed us, that there is no random occurrences in the world, and I firmly believe that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is L'toi, well then I will be well equipped to be dealing with times of difficulty. So basically, Bitochin becomes a useful tool in my back pocket, which one has to employ when, if and when, the nisyonos of life come about. I will then evoke all the principles of Bitochin, all that we have learned about, and that will help me traverse that period of nisyon. That is a misunderstanding of what Bitochin is all about. Bitochin is not a tool for dealing with adversity. Certainly it will help us with that, but that's not the purpose and the inyan of the whole midah of Bitochin. The Chayes Halvavos, and we can prove this very simply, the Chayes Halvavos in the very opening line, literally the opening line of the entire Shaar HaBitochen, writes the following. He says, you'll notice that the sequence, the order that I have written my Sefer is the following. I first had a very lengthy Shaar called Avodas HaElokim, an Eved Hashem. This is followed by the Shaar HaBitochen. Why is that the order? Asks the Chayes Halvavos. And he explains for us. And he says, because I have just elaborated on the importance of being an Eved Hashem, he says, Ra'isi Lahavi Acharot. I saw it appropriate to then bring the next obvious step. And what is that? Ma Shehu Tzarech Yosef. What is the most necessary midah mikol advarim, more than anything else, I've told you how important it is to be an Eved Hashem, so the next obvious step, so the Chayes Halvavos is now to tell you how indeed you become that Eved Hashem. V'hu habitochein olav b'kol devarov. And this is by being a Baal Bitochein, the whole Devarov, in all areas of life. The Chayes Halvavos has mapped out for us right from the outset. Bitochein is not a useful tool for dealing with adversity. Rather, Bitochein is the number one tool, or the number one midah that one has to excel in order to be an Eved Hashem. Perhaps we can put it like this. Bitochein is not just a tool. Bitochein is a way of life. An Eved Hashem is an Eved Hashem under all circumstances, at all times, every single day, not just at times of struggle, not just at times of difficulty and adversity. If the Chayes Halvavos tells us from the very first line that having taught you what it means to be an Eved Hashem, I now need to teach you, says the Chayes Halvavos, and how you do that, and that is by being mischazak in bitochen. So you see quite clearly that bitochen is not merely a tool for dealing with that difficult question, for example, of tzadik v'ra'aleh. Rather, it pervades every area of the Eved Hashem's life. As he himself says, Bitochein olav b'chol devarov. One is a baal bitochein when you are walking through the street. You are a baal bitochein when you're shaking your lulav. You're a baal bitochein when you're talking to your friend, when you're conversing, as it were, with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Navelas Hatzila. In every area of life, one has to be a mitzayin. One has to excel in bitochein. And yes, it is certainly true that although we daven every day, shaloi alidei nisoyin, but when those nisyonos, those inevitable nisyonos of life, do crop up, certainly the Baal Bitochen will be far better equipped. But the reason that he's better equipped is because he is the superior Eved Hashem. So Bitochen is not a tool for dealing with adversity. Bitochen is the way of life of the Eved Hashem. And if indeed it is the way of life of the Eved Hashem, then of course we are not in the least bit surprised that the Chayes Halvavos now teaches us in the beginning of Perek Dalet that this absolutely refers indeed to every area of life, whether it be Ruchnius or Gashmius, whether it be our Panosa or our Brius, our marriage, our friends, our mitzvahs, whatever area of life that we are involved with. But being the Eved Hashem is all-encompassing. And therefore, by definition, the Bitochein, in turn, must also be all-encompassing. We have in the past mentioned the Pasuk. The Pasuk is to be found towards the beginning of Mishlei in Perek Gimel, where it says, Betach Bashem. You must have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Shlomo HaMelech continues by saying, B'chol derochecha do'ehu. In all your ways you shall, literally translated, you shall know him. And Rabbeinu Yonah there said, that's referring to bitochen as well. And in light of the Chedus HaRavos, that's the way we should translate this pasuk. B'chol derochecha do'ehu. B'tochein absolutely refers to b'chol derochecha, every area of life. There is no sphere of life in which b'tochein is not an absolute necessity in the middle, in the way of life of the Eved Hashem. Having made that introduction, the Chovos HaVavos now goes through, as we said, in great detail, and rather than concentrating on every detail, we will try and focus on the principles and the Yesodos, and of course, the Avoda is for each and every individual to internalize that, and more importantly, to apply it in a real way. The Chovos HaVavos, as I mentioned, splits this into seven categories, but the first is, how does bitochein manifest itself? What is the avoida of bitochein in a person's own physical needs? That's where he begins. This is what he calls category number one. And he says, and I must be maxim, Rabbi Yisai, most of what we will discuss here in Perek Dalad are l'chayra dvorim pshutim. But sometimes it's these dvorim pshutim that need the most refreshing and the most chizuk. So the Chovos HaVavos talks about b'inyonei guf ha'odom, life, death, parnasa, clothes, housing, all the basic physical necessities that a person must have in place. And he says, of course, bitochen is, in all of these areas, to absolutely understand that asher gozar loy haboyrei mehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will decree upon us how long we live for, where we shall live, in which house we shall live. This is all being predetermined, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for every aspect of this. Ein mikra ba'olam. The siftach nafshei, and a person has to have absolute bitochin. Ki loy yigomer loy mehem. Nothing will come to fruition unless it has been predetermined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Having said that, says the Chovos HaVavos, he once again reminds us, and really this will be the theme of the entire perek, of the critical synthesis between bitochin and his status. The fact that the length of our life, the fact that our housing situation, the fact that our health, etc., 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 has all been predetermined, does not preclude us having a chiyuv to do his status in order to take care of our physical needs. And he says, this is a chiyuv. You'll remember in the last parak we discussed at length the chiddush of the Chovos HaVavos, that this is a mitzvah, not just a penalty, a knas, perhaps for parnasa, as the Mesillas Yesharim explained to us, but rather it is a chiyuv, and this is Ratzon Hashem, to ensure that he looks after his personal health and safety. And he says, it is a mistaken outlook to say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be alive, then he'll keep me alive. That is a non-Torah outlook. Yes, I have to do my ishtadlus, and I have to have bitochein, but ultimately my life, of course, depends on the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it has to be together with that ishtadlus. V'chein, he says, ein ro'u lo'odom lehikones besakones. A person is prohibited for putting himself into situations of danger, with the excuse being, but I'm b'teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I can stand in the middle of the highway and there's a bus coming towards me, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep me alive, he'll do so. That's called the machnes et atzmoi l'sakona, and that is a non-Torah outlook. It is osur to do so. Let me quote to you the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Mem Vov, whilst discussing the Mitzvah Deoraita of building a Makeh. As we know, a Makeh, a fence on the dangerous roof, is a Mitzvah, as written in Parashas Ki Tzitzi. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, it is true, Hashem is Mashkiach B'Protei Bnei Odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu predetermined every last detail in the lifetime of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He quotes the Gemara, we've mentioned many times, Ein Odom Mekeif Et Boi. A person doesn't even knock his little finger without it being predetermined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Af Al Pi Kein, he says, nonetheless, Tzorich HaOdom Lishmoir Atzmoi. A person has a chiyuv, a min ha-toyr ha-chiyuv, to protect himself min ha-mikrim ha-nehugim bo'ilo. Min ha-mikrim means from those dangers which al pi darkei ha-teva are considered dangerous, one has an absolute chiyuv. Although everything is predetermined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to look after one's own safety. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a system which we call Amudei HaTeva. There are the pillars, there are the rules of nature. And as he himself says, nature determines that a fire burns. And nature determines that if a large rock falls on somebody's head, that is extremely dangerous. That is the force of nature. It's true. A miracle can happen. But Sivohu Lishmoir Min HaMikra. It is incumbent upon us, in fact, the mitzvah de raita, to safeguard ourselves from it. He does, however, add that whilst, yes, this is the thinking, this is the, perhaps the shoresh, the understanding behind the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, one cannot walk on a dangerous roof on a very windy day, stand at the edge and say, well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to survive, then I won't fall off. No, there is a mitzvah de raita to build a Ma'akeh. He does, however, point out there will be kitsat mibnei odom. There are a few people asher hamelech chofet bikoro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special hamhoga with them. Leroiv chasidusom ledveikus nafshom. We have discussed this in the past as well. In fact, those of you who are with us on the Thursday night parasha shir, we just discussed this last Thursday. That they might well be yechide skula, who seem to have a different set of rules. And he says, for example, kamoi ha'ovois hagedolim, hakadoshim. And he mentions specifically Doniel, who threw himself into the lion's den, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah into the furnace, where he says it might well be that initially they are also subject to the forces of nature. But ubesoifon, at the end, because they are so great, nahapoichu, again in the Purim spirit, nahapoichu, they are the adoinim al hateva. They in fact dictate nature, not the other way around. And of course he quotes the example of Avraham Avinu, who threw himself into the fire, etc., etc. As the Sefer HaChinuch, although that might well be true, but Roiz B'nei Odom V'chetom Loi Zochu El HaMaila HaGedoyla HaZeh. For most people, for their sins and as a result of their sins, are not Zeicha to be on that type of Madrega. And therefore, they cannot rely on a miracle. And they indeed do have to build a Makeh on their house. By the way, make no mistake, this does not mean that Avraham Avinu or anybody doesn't have a mitzvah sasei doiraita of Makeh. Avraham Avinu kiyem kol ha-teira kula chazal ha-teishim says. But what the Sefer HaChinuch is explaining, that the reasoning behind the mitzvah is because this is the anahoga or ru'uya for most people. And one cannot rely on a nes. So this is what the Sefer HaChinuch is teaching us, and this is what Rabbeinu HaChaim HaSavov teaches us. And he says, if you put your life in danger, and this, of course, by the way, these are very topical points. Much debate in recent times, in recent years now, with regard to corona. What is my chiyuv hishtadlut? What is my chiyuv bitochein? Must I rely on doctors? And the answer is yes, we must. The famous letter of Rabbi Kveiga, there was an epidemic in his times, and he says, the halacha dictates that we follow the doctors. If indeed the doctors are reliable and Yarei Shamayim, then we must follow their advice. Failure to do so means that you are putting your life in danger, and that's also to do. A person who puts his life in danger certainly could be saved miraculously. Says the Cheres Al Bovas, one of two things can happen, and they are both neged rotzein haTorah. A person who puts his life in danger will either indeed die, alternatively, he will be saved miraculously. Says the Cheres Al Bovas, either result is non-desirable. Result number one, if he dies, he says some frightening words which unfortunately again are very topical in our times. He says that if a person puts his life in danger and ends up dying as a result, he has committed suicide. And suicide, he says, is the worst form of murder. Says the Cheres Al Bovas, Kol Asheyeh Hamumot Koroidel Hamenis, the closer the murdered is to the murderer, Yehoinesh Yoiser Ro. We sometimes think that to commit murder is a worse act than to commit suicide. The Cheres Al Bovas says the opposite is true. The closer the murdered to the murderer, the worse it is. If somebody commits suicide, that is unequivocally an act of murder of the worst order. And that's also midaraita. A person who puts his life in danger and relies on a miracle, and the miracle doesn't happen, then that is an act of suicide. And that's neged rotzen haTorah. And what is the other half of the coin? The other side of the coin is, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may perform a miracle for him. Says the Cheres Al Bovas, well, that's also undesirable. As we know, the Gemara says, you are not supposed to rely on a miracle. Ein simchel al hanes, and if you do, that detracts from your account of zechuyos. Menachin loy mizechuyoso. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, has to change nature in order to keep somebody alive as a result of a situation that he put himself in, then menachin loy mizechuyoso. And therefore, says the Cheres Al Bovas, he really drives home the point. Therefore, when it comes to looking after our own personal safety, one has an absolute chiyuv to do his shtadlus, all the while remembering, as he writes it, ki hasibois ein mo'ilois oisoi bozeh klum. At the end of the day, it's not the hishtadlus that brings about the final result. I have to be mishtadel to look for a home. I have to be mishtadel to look after my goof. I have to be mishtadel to eat and to keep alive. But ultimately, everything will depend, b'gezeirah haborei yisparach. That, therefore, is this delicate but clearly defined equilibrium between Ishtadlus and Bitochin. It's no contradiction whatsoever. Yes, one has to be Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in areas of health and wealth. However, there is a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv, of being Mishtadl. And Ishtadlus means in non-miraculous manners, but rather in natural means. He says, the same applies not only with our life, remaining alive, but so too with regard to Paranossa. As we discussed in the previous parak, a person has to do his shtadlus to earn his Paranossa. once again, all the while reminding himself that the final success will be absolutely dependent on the Rotzein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have already discussed in the past how it is that a person determines what area of his Ishtadlus, what type of Ishtadlus should I be doing. Should I become a doctor? Should I be an astronaut? Or should I open a flower shop? That the Chavos Avodah has discussed in the previous parak, and we discussed it then. But either way, one has to be Mishtadel. Again, it would be true to say that there are Yechidei Skula. There are Yechidei Skula who are Misparneis, the Derechneis. Rav Shimon ben Yechai was in the cave for 12 and for 13 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided in Parnasa the Derechneis. Rav Chanina ben Doita was able to look after himself, the Derechneis. But again, that's not the Hanhoga for the Rabbim. That is perhaps the Hanhoga for Yechidei Sgula. And says the Chavos Avodah, in conclusion, the Chei Noimar Be'inyan HaBriyot V'HaChoyli. So too, not just keeping ourselves alive, but also making sure that we are not unwell. Ki Al Ha'odom L'Toyach B'Boyrei Bozeh. Yes, a person has to have Bitochim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is of course the ultimate Reifei Chole Yamo Yisrael. He is the Reifei Chol Bosa. But Ulehishtadel Bahasmodas Habrius. But nonetheless, a person has a fear to go to the doctor. The Sibois Asher Mitivon Ze. Through natural means, that is the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the pasuk that we discussed in the Parsha Shir last week at great length. The Rapoi Yerape. The Gemara tells us, Mikan Shenitein Roshus L'Roipe L'Rapoi. And the Chavos Avodah, of course, Mibli She'yiftach Al Siboy Sabriyot V'Hachoyli. Not that you're supposed to be Boiteach in the doctor. She'en Mo'ilois Oymazikois Elo B'Roshus Haboyre. They are absolutely in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that does not mean we don't have a chiyuv of hishtadlus. We absolutely do. Now, of course, we did discuss at great length in that parasha shir that we referred to that there would seem to be cholkim. Ubereishom, the Ramban in parashas Bechukosai says that famous line, "Ma inyan roifim? What are the doctors doing? The beis oisei ritzoin Hashem." If somebody is really an Eved Hashem, he has no need for doctors. As he himself refers to history, when people didn't go to doctors, they went to the Nevi'im. But as we discussed then, that the consensus of the Poskim is, that even if indeed there is a Machlokes, that the Hanhoga of the Ramban, we quoted Rabbi Yisrael Salantan and Nefesh HaChaim and others, the Hanhoga of the Ramban is appropriate only for Yechidei Sgula. I did see that one of the children of the Chofetz Chaim described in his youth, we never used to go to doctors. That's what he says. Our mother never took us to doctors. Rather, he writes, the son of the Chofetz Chaim, if ever we became ill, the Chofetz Chaim went into a closed room and used to pour his heart out and daven to the Rabbi Yishol Olam. But I don't recall ever being taken to a doctor. That may well be true. But that's not the Hanhoga for the Rabbi. We quoted in that Shir an incredible letter of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish says, I maintain that it's an absolute chiyuv to seek medical help when necessary and to rely on the doctors, and that's what I myself do. And yet he said on one particular Yom Kippur, when the doctors told me that it would be unsafe to fast, he said, I decided that I'm going to adopt the Mahalach, the approach of the Ramban, and not to consult in doctors. Fine. So the Chazon Ish was saying about himself that he was one of these Yechidei Sgula. But that's not the Hayra'ah for the Rabbim. And therefore, in these three areas of life, Rosh Verishon, in staying alive, not putting oneself in dangerous situations. Number two, in Parnassah. And number three, in staying healthy, not just alive, but staying healthy, there is this ever-present chiyuv. On the one hand, it begins and ends there, bitachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to understand ein mikra ba'olam, as the Chazon Ish told us, nothing is happenstance or happens by random sequence of events, it's all predetermined, and yet at the same time, there is a chiyuv of ishtadlus. Not to put ourselves in dangerous situations, not to avoid work or parnasa with the excuse that I'll be b'teach b'kodesh baruch hu, and not to ignore the advice of doctors with the excuse that I'm b'teach b'kodesh baruch hu. That is not rotzen Hashem. This is the first of the seven categories that the Chayus Avodas splits up all areas of life into. Mitzvah Hashem, next week, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.